You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Robert Tellis is underway right now. Robert Tellis, the former Clark County Public Administrator in Las Vegas. He's accused of murdering an investigative reporter, Jeff Gurman, who reported on him and reported about corruption in his office. After that, Robert didn't win his reelection bid, and shortly thereafter, Jeff Gurman was found murdered in his yard. And it appears Robert Tellis is the man behind the knife. At least that's what the evidence seems to be pointing to right now. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. I know there's no such thing as an open and shut case, but my God, does the evidence look bad against Robert Tellis?
It does look bad. Anytime you have DNA evidence linking the victim with the alleged perpetrator, there's a problem. And that DNA was underneath the fingernails. Mm-hmm. That's a big clue.
It makes you wonder if Jeff knew, you know, that he was going to die when this was going on, and he had the foresight, you know, after covering all these types of people for so long, to really get in there and dig in so that there would be that evidence, so the perpetrator could be found. And really, when we're talking about DNA evidence, this is one you really can't plant. I suppose there's ways of it, but I mean, underneath the fingernails like this, and then he's got a cut up finger, it looks pretty damning. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. A couple of points on that. First of all, in self-defense, that is something we always teach in our classes, you know, that, listen, if you are, you know, at the mercy of your perpetrator, leave some bit of yourself on them, whether that's scratching them, whether that's spitting, whether that's biting, so that the case can be made. I know all that sounds kind of morbid, but it's kind of the last thing, detail we leave to people. And the other thing is, I'm just picturing, because he was stabbed, so I'm picturing, you know, this victim just grabbing him and trying to grab at the arms and digging his fingernails in a defensive posture as well. Perhaps a combination.
Yeah. It's amazing to me just how stupid it appears that Robert is on this. It's almost like he watched a crime show or something and said, I'm going to do the opposite of everything that this successful criminal got away with. I mean, literally wearing a blaze orange outfit, a hat that I can only, I mean, it's a giant sun hat. It reminds me almost of like Mortal Kombat. And then the sneakers and all that. And then at the end, he just chops them up in his garage and leaves them around his house into pieces. Like that's going to somehow negate the evidence. What do you think was going through his mind, or not going through his mind, with all of that?
Well, I think so many of these perpetrators, they are truly, we talk about it all the time, I suppose, but they're narcissists. They truly believe they're not going to get caught. They committed the perfect crime. There's no way they're going to, you know, peg them as a possible suspect. And so they might cut it up, but they don't discard it. I think in some ways, it's sort of a, you know, a sign to them, look at what I did, you know. I think they take some pride and some joy in that, unfortunately, from a psychological standpoint.
Almost, I mean, I know some people will take items, you know, you see that quite often. And something like this, though, I mean, is the outfit a trophy into itself for someone like this?
That's what I think. There's just no other reason not to get rid of it. So you don't get rid of it, one, again, because you don't think you're going to get caught. And then number two, there's a bit of a trophy, a reminder, you know, he sought his revenge. I mean, I believe he completely believes Mr. Gurman was responsible for him not being reelected. And, you know, he took his wrath out on him.
Yeah. Although I could also easily argue, I think, did you see his reelection, like commercial or video that he made? That in itself felt a little creepy to me. Talk about like being inauthentic to your audience.
Oh, I didn't see it, Tony. Tell us about it.
Oh, it is. It's something where it shouldn't be too hard to, I think, express your desire for re-election for the position that you're in if you truly believe in that. This felt like he was about a third grader reading off of a cue card. So it's not even read very well, very inauthentic, and just fake. You could just tell it wasn't authentic at all. And I gleaned a lot of his personality just off of that, from like the narcissistic standpoint of just, I can do this and it's good enough. And without any regard for, hey, maybe you want to come across a little different, a little more authentic to your audience that you're asking to vote for you.
Well, when you look at the statements made by his staff, how hostile the environment was, being mm-hmm. yelled at, being told they couldn't talk to one another, you know, cohorting us apparently with one of them. When you look at all of that, that's just a person that truly does, I believe, seek to be in charge, and whether they are competent or not, they believe they are.
Mm-hmm. And obviously competency isn't his strong suit.
Sick of the ads? Yep, we are too. Then you need to become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts. Heck, even try it for 3 days free right now. As a Premium Plus subscriber, you'll get exclusive access to uncut interviews before everyone else. Plus, no more commercials. So, if you have an iPhone, just search True Crime Today Premium Plus and press subscribe now.